This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. An apartment complex on the west side of Colorado Springs can start construction after the city council denied an appeal last night. KRCC's Jess Hazel has more.
Council voted 6-3 to deny the appeal. Councilmember Yolanda Avila voted in support of the launch pad.
In every way, in the community service that it brings in terms of affordable housing and the community that we're serving, we talk about this all the time, but then when it comes down to it, we fight it every way that we can.
Those opposed to the complex raised concerns about the building's height and unit density. The project will provide housing for people aged 18 to 24 experiencing homelessness. Jess Hazel, KRCC News.
There are new recommendations for managing heavy traffic at Maroon Bells outside of Aspen. The area receives about 300,000 visitors each year. Now, a group working on a management plan has released its ideas, which do not include limiting visitors. CPR's Tina Sieg.
They do include potentially ticketing cyclists who disobey traffic laws and shifting prices for shuttles and parking to help thin out peak visiting times, according to the Aspen Daily News. After visitation to the Maroon Bells doubled in the last decade, a shuttle and reserved parking system were implemented 2 years ago. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Newspapers in the San Luis Valley have been sold to a publisher in Wyoming. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
The sale includes 7 weekly papers in the San Luis Valley and the daily Alamosa Valley Courier. With that, 37-year-old Wyoming publisher Louis Mullen owns about 40 papers across nearly a dozen states. The sale comes in the wake of 4 locally owned newspapers in the Collegiate Peaks region selling to an Arizona-based company. Mullen told Inside the News Colorado that he does not plan any major changes yet. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
It's going to be a mostly sunny day across Colorado, and Denver highs near 90. This is CPR News.